Welcome to the Life Songs blogcast. Hey, I'm Josh, and this is my blog, The Magnificat. Many of the heroes in the Bible didn't start out as heroes. Gideon was a coward. Jacob was a trickster who had to run away from home and change his name. Moses tried his best to get out of leading God's people. The list is long. Oftentimes, the people God chooses to show his power through are the weakest he can find. Except for Mary. I don't know about you, but I don't go about my daily life expecting to see a real-life angel. I don't expect to get life-altering direction from God on high on, say, a random Tuesday. And we don't know what day of the week it was, but imagine you're a teenager and all of a sudden an angel of the Lord shows up and tells you that you're going to have a baby, and that baby will save the entire world. That's a lot to put on anyone's shoulders. This is where Mary shows herself to be a superhero. A young teenage girl in Galilee bested her ancestors because of her immediate and faithful response to God at work. Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." Mary's willingness to have her world turned upside down in order to turn the entire world upside down is so bold. It's inspiring courage and faith. And not only was this young girl faithful and courageous, she was a poet. Luke chapter 1 contains a song she wrote after finding out her life was not going to be anything like she had dreamt. We now call it the Magnificat. But imagine Mary was your 13-year-old daughter writing her innermost thoughts in her diary. This is what she wrote, as read by my daughter Kaylee.
And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatest of the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, because he has looked with favor on the humble condition of his slave. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, because the Mighty One has done great things for me, and his name is holy. His mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear him. He has done a mighty deed with his arm. He has scattered the proud because of the thoughts of their hearts. He has toppled the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has satisfied the hungry with good things and sent the rich away emptily. He has helped his servant Israel, mindful of his mercy, just as he spoke to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever."
That's Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. This little girl, Mary, recognized God fulfilling his promises long before anyone else did. Be impressed by this girl. Recognize the potential of every young person you know to have this kind of faith. This world may not look like we want it to, but the Christmas story starts in that place too. And through the faith of this girl, Mary, and God's mighty plan, the world was changed forever. Now, God can and will change the world again. Talk about a thrill of hope.